It's not just students currently enrolled in college that are feeling the pinch. State budget crunches will likely affect some of those future doctors and lawyers still mastering the alphabet right now. For about the past 15 years, parents have been investing in state-sponsored prepaid college tuition plans, paying today's prices to send a child to a state university sometime down the road. But the slumping stock market and rising cost of tuition is making it difficult for many states to continue to offer the bargain. Joining us by phone from his office in Rochester, New York, is Joseph Hurley, founder of the website savingforcollege.com. Welcome, Mr. Hurley.
Thanks. It's great to be with you.
First of all, explain, how do these prepaid plans work?
The prepaid plans work a lot like a pension fund. You would make a contribution or payment into this fund, and the fund promises to deliver to you tuition benefits down the road. And these prepaid programs are available in approximately 19 states, and they're really geared to helping families lock in the cost of a future public school education in that particular state. Although in all of these programs, you can transfer those benefits to out-of-state schools as well.
Mm-hmm. And you use the word lock in. And is that happening now that we see state budgets being hurt? People have signed up for these programs with some guarantee that they would be, you know, funding their tuition down the road.
Well,
is that happening, or are states reneging?
Well, in some cases, states are reneging, but very few cases. Colorado has revamped its program and decided that it had to cut back on its promises in order to stay solvent. Most of the other programs are not doing that, but you mentioned before, you're paying today's prices. That's no longer the case. In most of these programs, you're actually paying a premium over current tuition in order to get into that program and have that promise of future tuition being paid for your child.
Mm-hmm. And how many people in these prepaid plans right now? What percentage of future college students likely to be using this?
Well, it really depends on the state. Florida has the largest prepaid program in the country. It's tremendously popular in that state. I believe there are over 2 million families enrolled in Florida's prepaid program. Michigan has a large program. Ohio has a large program. Most of the other states that have prepaids have smaller participation levels.
Mm-hmm. And how are these prepaid plans different from the so-called 529 college savings plans?
The 529 savings programs are different in that they work more like any other investment, like an IRA. You make contributions into the fund. You select the underlying investments based upon whatever's offered by that program, and then your account grows based upon the performance of those underlying investments. So you have an upside, but you also have a downside if the investment loses dollars.
Mm-hmm.
The prepaid programs really don't work that way. You're not directly tied to the underlying fund performance, although in one sense you're indirectly tied to it because the fund itself must invest your money in order to meet its obligation to pay your tuition down the road.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying that in the case of the prepaid plans, you have some states, a few states like Colorado, which are revamping them. Are other states changing their plans in any significant way in terms of the amount of contribution or adding on your percentage riders that keep ticking up the amount that you're eventually going to have to pay or anything like
well,
that?
Well, they're all struggling with this problem where tuition is going up so quickly and their investments in the program are not keeping up. And pricing is the major mechanism where they just simply adjust their prices on people who are coming into the program right now. Of course, if you came into the program a couple years ago, you're probably sitting pretty right now because you made your investment and so you are protected from future tuition. But some of these programs are saying, hey, this is a tough situation. What can we do? I mentioned Florida being such a big program. Well, in Florida right now, they're talking about allowing the public institutions to set their own tuition prices next year outside of the state caps that existed in the past. And they're projecting that their prices on prepaid contracts may, in fact, double between this year and next year in that program.
Well, thanks very much. Joseph Hurley is the founder and CEO of SavingForCollege.com. Saving for College is all one word. He joined us by phone from his office in Rochester, New York. In Washington, I'm John Itzty with NPR News.